Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Criminal conspiracy explained, sanction to prosecute explained, framing of charge explained. In a case before Supreme Court of India, in state of Madhya Pradesh versus Sheila Sahai and ors through the bench consisting of Justice S.B. Sinha, Justice Cyriac Joseph, decided on August 4, 2009, criminal conspiracy is an independent offence. It is punishable separately. Prosecution, therefore, for the purpose of bringing the charge of criminal conspiracy read with the relevant provisions of the Prevention of Corruption Act was required to establish the offence by applying the same legal principles which are otherwise applicable for the purpose of bringing a criminal misconduct on the part of an accused. A criminal conspiracy must be put to action in asmuch as so long a crime is generated in the mind of an accused, it does not become punishable. What is necessary is not thoughts, which may even be criminal in character, often involuntary, but offence would be said to have been committed thereunder only when that take concrete shape of an agreement to do or cause to be done an illegal act or an act which although not illegal by illegal means and then if nothing further is done the agreement would give rise to a criminal conspiracy. What is necessary is to show meeting of minds of two or more persons for doing or causing to be done an illegal act or an act by illegal means. While saying so, this court is not oblivious of the fact that often conspiracy is hatched in secrecy and for proving the said often substantial direct evidence may not be possible to be obtained. An offence of criminal conspiracy can also be proved by circumstantial evidence. Ex facie, there is no material to show that a conspiracy had been hatched by the respondents. Abuse of official position necessary to convict on criminal misconduct even under the Prevention of Corruption Act, an offence cannot be said to have been committed only because the public servant has obtained either for himself or for any other person any pecuniary advantage. He must do so by abusing his position as public servant or holding office as a public servant. In the latter category of cases, absence of any public interest is a sine qua non. The materials brought on record do not suggest in any manner whatsoever that the respondent knows 1-7 either had abused their position or had obtained pecuniary advantage for the respondent knows 8, 9 and 10, which was without any public interest. What to be considered for framing of charge or conviction there cannot be any doubt whatsoever that the tests for the purpose of framing of charge and the one for recording a judgment of conviction are different. A distinction must be borne in mind that whereas at the time of framing of the charge, the court may take into consideration the fact as to whether the accused might have committed the offence or not. At the time of recording a judgment of conviction, the prosecution is required to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the accused has committed the offence. Materials brought on record even if given face value and taken to be correct in their entirety disclose commission of an offence or not must be determined. In this case, the probative value of the materials on record has not been gone into. The materials brought on record have been accepted as true at this stage. It is true that at this stage even a defense of an accused cannot be considered. But, this court is unable to agree with the submission that where the entire materials collected during investigation have been placed before the court as part of the charge sheet, the court at the time of framing of the charge could only look to those materials whereupon the prosecution intended to rely upon and ignore the others which are in favor of the accused. The question as to whether the court should proceed on the basis as to whether the materials brought on record even if given face value and taken to be correct in their entirety disclose commission of an offence or not must be determined having regard to the entirety of materials brought on record by the prosecution and not on a part of it. If such a construction is made, subsection 5, of section 173 of the Code of Criminal Procedure shall become meaningless. Charges be framed when two views are possible, if only one view is possible accused cannot be asked to go for trial. The prosecution, having regard to the right of an accused to have a fair investigation, fair inquiry and fair trial as adumbrated under Article 21 of the Constitution of India, cannot at any stage be deprived of taking advantage of the materials which the prosecution itself has placed on record. If upon perusal of the entire materials on record, the court arrives at an opinion that two views are possible, charges can be framed, but if only one and one view is possible to be taken, the court shall not put the accused to harassment by asking him to face a trial.